Hi there, this is Mike Quinn. You'll know me as Nine Numb in Star Wars, and you're listening to the McSauce Podcast.
What's up, McSauce Nation? How are we doing tonight? I know who's in the audience. Welcome to episode 300 of the McSauce Podcast. My name, of course, is Paul McGinty, and with me, as always, are Ian, the Exsanguinator Sharpley. And Matt, the Mutilator Casal. It is Thursday night, October 30th, Devil's Night, and we are here for fun and tricks and treats and all kinds of Halloween goodness for you, the loyal people that showed up tonight, even those of you that haven't met us yet. You guys know who you are. So, normally how we get started...
Are you ready to get started?
Normally how we get started is with housekeeping with Ian Sharpley.
Thanks for coming out tonight, everybody. Really appreciate it. Thank you for celebrating 300 episodes of McSauce with us. We really appreciate you guys coming out. It's amazing that we've made it through 300 episodes and we haven't killed each other quite yet. But it's Devil's Night. You never know. Maybe we will eventually murder each other up on stage here. It is Purge Night, yeah, so maybe we'll purge each other, you know? Big thanks to Brew Gentlemen for hosting this event. Give Brew Gentlemen a big hand.
There he is.
Really appreciate you guys having us here. We also would like to thank New Dimension Comics and Arkham Gift Shop. Later on, we're going to be doing some fun and games. We're going to have some Q&A and a trivia section here. So we have some gifts to hand out to you guys. So, you know, thank you to New Dimension, who's right over the bridge over there in Waterfront. And Arkham Gift Shop is in beautiful Allison Park. So, again, thank you to the sponsors. Thank you for you guys coming out tonight. Hopefully, we can give you guys a really good show tonight.
So why don't we get started with a little Halloween talk? Are we talking a little general spookiness
to
kick things off?
Yeah, general Halloween talk. What some scariest moments, some fun, fond memories that we might have.
Some Halloween scariest moments?
Yeah.
On Halloween night, trick-or-treating scariest moments?
Can be any time. Matt?
It's this fucking mask right now.
What's that? What's wrong with it?
Why don't you kick us off? Tell us a story. Let us see that pretty mouth move.
You want... Is this on?
Is it on? Yeah, you're on, buddy.
Okay.
Talk loud.
You gotta talk loud.
I don't have like a great Halloween story, but do you guys remember the year that it snowed on Halloween, like 5 inches? It was probably like your last Halloween.
Well,
Was it 93? Okay.
93 from the back.
I think Paul's last Halloween was like 87, 86.
It was probably like 72.
72?
When I was 18.
Do you guys remember that Halloween?
I think there have been a couple snow Halloweens. You're going to have to be more specific.
There was a shitload of snow.
Ah.
Do you guys remember that one?
I totally remember that one.
Well, that's the only thing I remember is that when you try to take a shortcut through people's houses, when it was that snowy, that was a surefire way to fall on your face. And at that age, when you're like trying to impress girls when you're like 13, it's not very cool. It's not very
smooth. So you don't have a scary story. You've got an embarrassing story.
I have an embarrassing Halloween story, yeah. Like, I remember I was running through the yards to take the shortcut because, you know, like, you can't take the extra 15 steps to get your free candy.
Why would you?
So I remember there was one of those, like, retaining wall log things, and I tripped on it, took a header, like, into the driveway.
Did you break anything?
Just
break
my pride.
Skin? No blood?
No.
No broken bones?
No, just my pride.
Well, that girl's a little bitch. If she didn't come over to help you and be like, hey, man, I know you can't run properly, but we're still going to do this.
Probably the scariest thing that we've done recently is go to the murder house. I don't know if any of you guys know. There's a house out in the North Hills where this guy has a year-long setup where he's got all these different, like, decapitated mannequins and, like, all kinds of, like, weird, old, decrepit, like, Fisher-Price things set up in his yard. And for the past, I don't know, like, 4 or 5 years, like, we've been getting braver and braver and going out to the murder house and, like, recording it.
It started out as a guy that loved Christmas. He
Why
loved it.
Why hasn't a movie been made out of this guy?
It was called A Christmas Carol. I think that was a book, actually. But it's not the reverse of it.
He still hates everything.
It's the opposite of it. He used to love it, now he hates it. So his answer to hating Christmas was to turn it into a yard of horror. And he decapitated choir boys, not real ones, but the plastic ones that are in the yard.
It's
and
my favorite
your
part of his ensemble.
Standard plastic choir boy.
Yeah, the decapitated choir boys. Which, that and the Santa Claus that he has. He has yellow lights coming out of his dick. So he's peeing.
The peeing Santa Claus?
Yeah.
It's worth a field trip if you're brave enough. It's pretty good.
I think the murder house is probably the last time I was genuinely scared. Not scared, but scared enough because we had hyped this trip and I'd never seen it before. And we get there and I'm like, oh my God, this is a fucking house of horrors. Like, this is nuts. And it's all dark leading up. He's in the middle of this cul-de-sac. He has spotlights on all of his neighbors' houses.
Lots of do not trespass, I will shoot you. And we're like, oh, let's get our cameras
Trespassers
out
will be shot
record.
In the head.
There's That's a lot the, of Ross Township City Council or a bunch of cunts.
Right.
Like, all of this just horrible, horrible things.
Right, like Victoria Clark is uglier than a bag of puppy assholes, I think was one of them.
And he also has like spotlights aimed out at all of his neighbors and on his house so that they can always see what's going on at his house and it's always shining directly into their living rooms and kitchens.
He really preps you leading up to the house because at the bottom of the street he has this old Texas Chainsaw Massacre ass truck filled with all of the horrible Christmas decorations
that he couldn't
that weren't
fit.
Good enough.
He couldn't fit
that
them in his
scary
yard.
Enough. But they're all jumbled in this thing so you just see Santa Claus heads and elf arms and it's just this monstrosity and we're driving up and I'm like, what? Oh my God, what are we getting ourselves into? And you go up the street and around and we're in Matt's car, which was a stick, and we're going up and he shifts gears and for a split second in the heat of our mania that this is a real murderer's house.
He could be a real murderer. We don't know. He didn't murder us, but
the clutch
we were quick
slips
enough to
for
get away.
A second, and we stop. And I was in pure panic until we started going again. But holy fuck, was I sweating my balls off, like I am in this costume. Oh my God, I'm so glad I wore shorts. This is nuts. This thing holds in all the heat.
Yeah, this is pretty hot too.
I can't imagine this stays on the whole time.
We'll see.
Why don't you take the helmet off, get some air on that ball head.
If you guys want to see Paul's real panic,
you can hear it.
You can hear it in the YouTube video, McSauce on YouTube, and you can hear him say, "Don't stall the fucking car, asshole!"
It was a real moment of pride.
I think I was just in the back, just screaming my head off. There were no words. I was sure. I was on the side closest to the murderer. It was definitely going to get me.
I was going to say, you know who dies first, but I feel like we're past that trope.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's such a trope now, I think we're past that. We're at the point where we need the black guy to live because it's just wrong to kill him
first.
It's
come all the way back around, and now it's in vogue again. So,
do you think so?
I don't know. If Jordan Peele makes it, he's going to live.
I don't think there was one black guy in Happy Death Day.
No? I don't know.
I don't know. I'd have to rewatch it. Anybody know the answer to that?
Two great movies, though, despite that outrage. Two really great horror movies. Comedy horror movies.
Paul, do you have any scary moments?
I remember as a kid, my cousin, who was a good, probably 20 years older than me, he used to dress up with a Grim Reaper costume, but the mask was sort of like this. It was back in the 80s. It was ahead of its time. And it was realistic. It kind of moved with his mouth. And I had to be 6 or 7 at the time. And I wouldn't want to go over to my Aunt Marcy's because my cousin Ricky would always be on the porch giving out candy in this terrifying fucking mask. And I remember having a complete meltdown. We started trick-or-treating before we got to our house. And as soon as I got catty corner, I could see Ricky on the porch, but it wasn't Ricky anymore. It was death coming to get this bright-eyed 6-year-old with so much potential, so much podcast potential, and all that was going to be wiped away by this terrifying skeleton on the porch. And I probably peed a little. My mom never disclosed that information, but there's a reason I'm remembering
pee. But it's all here for you guys tonight. You definitely peed a little. A lot.
I'm peeing in this wig. That's the only way I'm getting this fluid out.
I almost peed a little tonight. Actually, I was threatened to be murdered shortly before the show. I kind of bumped into a guy twice outside. And he said to me, "This might be your last night." So I was careful not to bump into him again.
So later on when we do Q&A, consider it an audition for the new third member of the podcast.
I don't know where he went. I don't know if he like went away or if he's
that
waiting
makes it
or
so
what.
Much more exciting. He might be in your car.
He might be.
I hope he's hiding under your car. I hope he doesn't show himself until you get home.
Maybe it could be like that Scary Stories where he's in the back, and then you're gonna be like driving behind me. And you see somebody come up with a knife and you have to put your high beams on to, you know, just like make them.
Or the knife stuck in the door, the side of the door. Like the hook hand guy. Maybe he has a hook hand. It could be stuck in the side.
I thought I got followed home from work today. So like maybe it's in the air that we're just.
Wait, tell that story. I want to hear this.
Like someone was going slow and I can't handle that. If you're not going 40 anywhere, I don't care what the speed limit says. You're going too
slow.
School
zone, you know.
Work zone, parking. You're going too slow. But
parking lots,
I don't even
cares?
Think I was behind this person long. And I wasn't that close to them, but all of a sudden, they pull off to the side of the road, and I pass them, and then they get right back on behind me,
out there,
and they flash their lights.
Because you were probably up their ass!
Like, this could be something. Ultimately, I am just on high alert at all times. It was absolutely nothing. Though I did speed the rest of the way home, wound around a couple streets, so they lost me. I think that's really the only reason I'm alive right now.
So, do we want to show the people here a little bit of some young McSauce? We're dressed up tonight. We don't usually like to dress up, but back whenever we were young little McSaucelings, we really liked dressing up.
16.
So, we have up on the projector here, we have some images of young McSauce here. So, Paul, You and your brother? You're the California... What's your brother, by the way? What is that?
He's a penguin.
A penguin.
It's a penguin. Right.
With a bill on the top of his head, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Look how tiny he is, that little munchkin. This was when we still got along, for the most part. We get along now. Don't worry, we're still buds now. But boy, there was a stretch where I almost murdered a child. And that's me in a California Raisin costume. The biggest memory of this Halloween costume was that couple years, California Raisins were huge. It was Michael Jackson, California Raisins.
Because they sang all the hits, man. I was convinced that every Motown song that came out, that they had the Claymation special, they sang them all. And I was like, this is my favorite group. So, California Raisins. I love them. My favorite movie star was Bugs Bunny. My favorite group was California Raisins.
The school Christmas pageant that year was the California Raisins. People were cast as the Raisins. They were going to come out.
So you qualified to be a Raisin.
Sing the song. No, there was a big hullabaloo over...
A what?
A hullabaloo.
Raisin controversy.
Raisin controversy. About what we were going to do about costumes. I wasn't involved in it. There was adults making those big, important decisions. And I was... Like, so everyone settled on garbage bags. Like, garbage bags and, like, masks. I'm like, that looks nothing like the Raisins. I have the Raisin. I've got the Raisin costume. I can be the lead Raisin. I can be the Justin Timberlake of the goddamn Raisins. No.
The Justin Timberlake of the Raisins?
Yeah, it's like the main
Raisin.
Not like
the Smokey of the Raisins? Smokey Raisin?
I stand by Justin Timberlake of the Raisins, but I would have stood out too much. The costume didn't
too
look like
flashy.
The others. Couldn't do it. And I just didn't, I didn't do it at that point. I didn't do the play at all. I was affronted.
Sorry to hear that.
That's it.
All right. We're going to go to the next one. That's near and dear to my... So at some point after this, I was told by my cousins that I had to exclusively be Lando for the rest of the time. I couldn't be Luke Skywalker.
Was this supposed to be Luke?
That's supposed to be Luke. This before
I thought
we
that
had,
was your sister.
It's before we had sanctioned lightsabers, or at least my family had real lightsabers.
All right, so...
It's not like today where you can go to the store and pick up your Jedi.
So Jedi Knight. Luke, you're all black, greenish lightsaber. Why don't you have a black... cloak?
Because we didn't have a black cloak, had that.
He had a brown one, didn't he, in Return of the Jedi?
Black,
he had a
brown? It's goddamn yellow.
It is brown.
Who said it's brown? Sorry, Tiffany.
I think it's the only hood that we had at my house. So
oh, rightfully
it was,
so.
I was four. I didn't know any better. That I know.
Did Steve dress up as something? I can't
Steve,
tell. Is
yeah,
he Dracula?
He did. He's Dracula. And that's going to come back. That's going to be a callback for later on. So here we have...
Look at these adorable little girls.
Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy.
I was the daughter my mother never had. She wanted a daughter so bad after my brother, my older brother there, Raggedy Andy. So who else
front
could
and center.
Be?
Tidal Wave T had to be front and center.
Oh, absolutely. And
he's not looking like he's feeling it, but you, on the other hand, man, you seem like you're really into it.
Well, I'm trying to be
look
in
at
the
me,
picture.
Cry for attention.
I mean, we even have
look
some.
Poke this
we have some
eye
more
out.
Of him just stuffing his face with candy. I'd throw the wig off.
That's if. If you could get in on there, you could see that's pretty legit candy
down there.
That
is like two Clark full size
Clark bars. I think that's a pack of Juicy Fruit. Nobody gives you Juicy Fruit anymore, but that's legit.
Have you gone trick-or-treating lately to know that?
Well, no, but I'm assuming.
I don't know why you'd want Juicy Fruit in your trick-or-treat bag anyway.
Juicy Fruit's good. What are you talking
about? It's
a
good change of
pace. What kind of gum do you like?
I don't chew gum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I do, it's not Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit's a solid... It's going to move you, or have you sit down
right
and
through, yeah.
Take your wig off.
Next.
We got Optimus Prime in a schmock. with a homemade
Lego gun. With a Boggles
gun.
That's a Boggles gun.
I know.
Legos.
It didn't come with a gun. Boggles? Yeah. I guess yeah. Boggles. Those schmucks, man, those suck. Those were terrible. They were hot. The mouth of those costumes always cut your lips off and they'd cut your eyes too.
Yeah,
so those were
take it off, you'd be bleeding. You'd look way scarier when it's off.
Yeah, it's a 2-in-1 kind of costume.
My mom sent me a bunch of pictures late today, and this was one of the costumes. So when we were flipping through this, I was like, how'd you get that picture? Are you texting my mother?
I mean, not about this, but yeah. So we have Ghost and Werewolf. Is this a Teen Wolf situation there, Matt?
I was into werewolves that year, and we had these giant rubber werewolf hands. They didn't fit very well, but I liked them. And my my brother...
Every one of these pictures, he looks like, what the fuck?
Yeah, does your...
He has the shittiest ghost costume ever. And not only is it a horrible costume, it doesn't even fit right.
He looks like he has no fun on Halloween. Like, it's the worst holiday for him.
But I like that it's Gentleman Ghost. He's got a cape. He's got a bowler hat. He's ready for the most high-class ghost party that year.
And he's got to bring his little brother, Teen Wolf, with him.
Number seven, exclamation point.
With a bloody exclamation point.
I applied
point.
That myself.
It looks... Did you just not like an exclamation point?
Did you wear one of those masks too? Were you bleeding down the front?
No.
All right. Another one of these masks and I like how it says clearly on their stripe, like if you didn't know. And
Gremlins was sort of a kids' movie. How fucked up was that shit? I'm scared right now. I haven't really watched Gremlins in a few years. I think it's because Stripe legitimately scares me.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a kid's movie it was. I think our parents were just bad parents, and they just let us watch whatever we wanted to watch.
Is there anything, if you go to the Halloween store in the kids section, I don't know why you would, but if you did, would you see anything like that?
From a horror movie? No, I don't think so.
Not for kids?
They blended up a gremlin in this movie. Like, I don't know why I was wearing
one in
that.
The microwave.
Was that, what was the best gremlin kill?
Microwave, right?
Didn't they chop one of their heads off and throw it in the fireplace? Is that one?
No,
too?
You're mixing some up. One got just hit into the fireplace with a fire poker, and the other one, the mom just Michael Myers'd.
Now you're mixing your horror franchise.
Oh, no, there's a blender.
That's what I said.
And the microwave.
And
what's worse?
I don't know. Michael, what other appliances could she have used a turkey carver on them?
Well, this is before they had Instapots.
I don't know another movie that qualifies more for a children's costume.
Yeah, horrific.
I feel like an Instapot would be so...
Now, this is my favorite one. The classic duo of Superman and his trusty sidekick, Mouse.
My mother didn't believe in allowing me to be photographed alone.
I like that Tony is feeling it this time.
Yeah, this year he's like, my brother looks like a total moron this year.
I am king shit of Halloween. Look at this little asshole with his Christmas stocking for a Halloween bag.
Christmas Mouse on Halloween.
They were just prepping for the Matt Cassell Christmas play.
I don't think I was in that.
So we were talking a little bit. We were talking about whenever we really liked Halloween and we liked dressing up. And then eventually you get to the age where you're not feeling it anymore, but you still want to go out and you want to get the candy. So we dubbed this your Halloween last hurrah. What was the last time that you went out and you dressed up? And what did you wear? It was pretty lazy, but still passable enough. So we have a couple Halloween last hurrahs here. So we can see your brother, he's all Ninja Turtled up. You're playing a prank on him, putting a pumpkin on his head.
Oh, you really got him there.
You lazy piece of garbage are wearing a Maple Leafs jersey.
I I was coerced into going out this year.
You
I
wasn't
it doesn't look
coerced.
Like it.
I
you
wasn't
look happy
coerced.
As Superman and Mouse.
I was happy because this picture prank was so good. I wasn't happy about going out. That's I think that's Bobby Mahoney in the Phantom mask.
Does it?
And okay. They kind of, him and a couple buddies, they were like, you gotta go. So I threw on whatever I had in the house, and I went. I was reluctant.
It looked like you came right home from school, and you went right, you grabbed a pumpkin and your brother, and you went right out the door.
This was, I knew I shouldn't have offered this up tonight. I thought it was too late. I didn't think it was going to make
it. Was that a specific player, or was that just?
That was just straight up Maple Leafs.
Maple Leaf
Best
player.
Maple Leafs jersey they've ever had.
So I also lazily...
Oh, no.
Wow, how dare you? How dare you? You're as tall as you are now.
My sister and my dad are really short. So yeah, that I came home from school. I found some kind of mask, and I was like, let's go get candy.
If Laya wasn't in this picture, I would say, this is tomorrow.
And from doing all this research, I found that my dad really liked dressing up as Dracula. So.
Because, like Dracula, your father is pure sex.
So we'll have to see what he dresses up for tomorrow. I'm going to suggest Dracula again. So, we like to talk about overrated things, underrated things, because we like to hate stuff. So, we're going to talk about a little bit of
and we
Halloween.
Like a lot of things too. We also like I mean, we're
of.
Very positive.
Are we? Are we? We've been told that we hate a lot of things. So we're gonna go and we're gonna get into some overrated and underrated.
It's funny how people hear what they want to hear when they listen.
So we can set the record straight tonight. We can get everybody on board with how positive we are.
People listen and they focus on the negative. So I think that says more about the McSauce audience than it does.
Oh, audience McSauce. Shaming and audience blaming for this. I see. All right. Well, we picked out a couple of movies and then we're going to move into candy as well. So overrated, underrated, The Human Centipede First Sequence.
Is that the title of the movie?
That's the
first
title
sequence?
Of the movie. Yeah.
No,
yes, it is.
The title's First Sequence?
It's Human Centipede, colon, First Sequence.
That,
yes, it fucking is.
That couldn't have been the original title.
That's what it is.
After they were like, oh shit, we have an accidental hit. Then they were like, the first sequence. Just like they made Star Wars A New Hope. They were like, oh fuck, people like this. Keep it going.
So is the first Human Centipede the... A New Hope of the Human Centipede franchise. Now, have you guys seen all three of them? There are three of them. Have you guys seen all three of them?
No.
No, have you seen the first one?
No, like I fast-forwarded through most of it because it didn't look very
you
good.
You went to the good parts, right?
I went to the
Thank
parts
you,
that had, like, centipede parts, you know?
The good parts to beat off to.
Yeah.
The Human Centipede is... absolutely underrated.
It make your case. I might be with you.
Because the Human Centipede doesn't fuck around. It is unapologetic. It's going to show you the stitching, the blood, the guts, people shitting through other people. And the story makes sense. Like, no one has to jump through hoops to do weird horror
if
tropes.
If you go to Germany, a weird doctor will capture you in the woods and sew you ass to mouth to something. You know what? Perfect sense. You're right.
It doesn't make
you,
sense.
You can't decide when fate is going to befall you. Matt had no idea when he came out tonight that he was going to die tonight. But here.
I mean, I think he had a good idea.
Here we are. Yeah, like Human Centipede, it really isn't bad. Like the concept of it is super gross, sure, but it's not a bad film movie. It looks good. The effects are good. And the story has a nice through line.
Now, do you remember why he made the Human Centipede? What the inspiration for the Human Centipede was?
Do you know the answer?
I do know the answer. I prepared for this fucking thing. Yes, I know the answer. Because the doctor was trying to merge, he was trying to make first a dog centipede. And unfortunately...
Wait. Why was he doing that?
I don't know. Because he was a man of science and he was experimenting.
Right, he's an innovator.
He was trying to make a dog centipede. He failed. And at some point in the movie, he goes to the grave of the dog. And he says, "My sweet three dog." And that led him to capture all of the tourists that he did capture.
This guy has and pathos, assemble them. He has motivation.
He did. So, Human Centipede, I think it is underrated as well. Whenever we watch it, our group of friends got together over Teresa's house, and we made centipede-inspired desserts and treats, and we all sat down like a big family and watched people get sewed together.
How does a Human Centipede compare to Hostel? It kind of sounds like Hostel, but like a little
overrated.
Bit weirder.
That shit sucks.
I fucking hate your guts. I hate your guts. Hostel is so good.
Wait, you like the Human Centipede, but you don't
I think it's underrated.
So you like it?
Enough. More than Hostel.
Is Hostel overrated?
Yes, it's
I'm
overrated.
I'm going off script. Is it overrated?
Yeah, it is overrated.
I think Hostel is properly rated.
Why? Just because you like it. Does it scare you as well?
It doesn't scare me, but it's fucked up. And it's way more realistic than Human Centipede. But when I talk to people about horror movies and Hostel, I always get the same amount of yays and nays. It's like no one leans further one way or further the other. Hostel always comes up somewhere in the middle.
It's just an hour and a half of somebody crying and screaming.
Have you seen Hostel?
I have seen Hostel.
Then you know that's not true.
That is true. That's all it is.
Get him out of here. Do you like Hostel?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Two to one. You
then
lose.
It's Senate. It's settled.
What's next?
The Blair Witch Project. Overrated? Underrated.
Boo! Overrated.
Oh, overrated. Nathan.
That movie fucking stinks.
Now, how many of you guys out there went to see it that opening weekend? I think that
plays a big part in it.
We got
that,
one. We got Larry.
A movie has to stand on its own throughout time. You can't just like it because you went on opening weekend before you knew it was all fake.
I think that's a whole big part of it. It was the first time that they had any kind of marketing like that. A lot of people thought that...
Great one-showing movie.
I thought it was scary.
So rewatchability means nothing to you.
No, it does. But that particular movie,
hold on.
I think still...
Wait, horror movies aren't very rewatchable. They're not scary the second time. The
I don't
suspense
think they need
gone,
to be
man.
Scary to be viewable.
Yeah, isn't that
viewable,
the main part?
That's the point
time.
Of
that's
a horror
That's a part of
movie.
Horror, is like the shock and the suspense and the tension. And all of that's gone once you know what's going
to
happen.
Right, but I think you need to want to be able to rewatch it. Not necessarily... you know, be surprised by all the jump scares, but you need to be able to rewatch it for it to be a really good movie. And I think after the first watch, Blair Witch completely falls apart because it's fully predicated on, hey, this might be real or it isn't. Same with Paranormal Activity.
What is Blair Witch known for? Like, what? It's famous for that sequence where the girl's filming herself like under her nose.
Yeah, yeah.
It's snot bubbles. That's what it's known for.
That and the little stick people that are hanging around in the forest.
I guess.
It's
overrated.
Man, I don't need all the blood and gore to scare me.
Underrated, overrated?
I would say it's, I think it's properly rated.
I don't know. It's one or the other.
Didn't he just properly rate Hostel? What are you talking
about? That wasn't on the list.
I don't know because it's not on the list. We're talking about it.
What's next? What's next on the list? What else are you going to make me mad about?
Final one in the movies, Hellraiser. Overrated or underrated?
I think it's overrated.
Why? You think all these things are overrated?
Well, because they are. Because you should have picked really good movies, and then I would have.
Yeah. I was the only one that picked any of these.
You ruined it. But it is overrated. It's not a very good horror movie.
There's not a lot of story there. It's just like sex deviants get caught in a box and murdered viciously. Like,
which normally on brand.
I know. I thought you would like that.
But the biggest takeaways from Hellraiser are Pinhead and the Cenobites. And they're in that movie for a total of like 5 minutes. Like the movie's not even about them. It's about like the weird lady that kills her lover and then grows him out of crap in the attic. It's so fucking weird.
Weird can't be scary?
Weird
you
can
need it
be
to make
scary,
sense.
But
like,
I think
German
like,
doctors.
I don't even like I stand by Hostel is properly acted. Like I don't even think the acting is good in Hellraiser. And all the good stuff that you want to see more of is only there for like 5 minutes.
Pinhead's only in it for like
It's a cool costume. The Cenobites are cool. I don't know.
Why are we predicating the goodness of a whole movie on 2 minutes?
I don't know, man.
Quality wardrobe?
We're talking about the movie as a whole, right? Not just the 2 minutes the Cenobites are in it.
Right, right. And I do think, like I said, there's not a lot of story there. So, does it... I guess it still holds its own with having those cool costumes be something that's reused over and over again. Now, the movies do get increasingly worse. But I think that... I don't know.
No, wait.
Probably overrated.
I thought that that 2 and 3 were better than 1.
I don't think so. We're going to have to rewatch.
Because okay. 2 leans so. More into Cenobites. Because after the first one... I'm shocked Hellraiser isn't called Hellraiser : The Cenobites are back.
Maybe,
because after the
maybe
first
they could go
hit,
back and rename
they were like,
it.
Oh,
like
fuck, everyone loves Pinhead and Chatterer and all this. We need more of that.
All right. So I think...
Wait.
Every movie's overrated.
Over everything.
So why don't we do this real quick with the movies? Everyone out there who thinks Human Centipede is overrated, let us hear you. Overrated? Thank you, Kumpf. End of story.
Okay.
All right, Blair Witch Project. Overrated?
Yes.
Ooh.
All right.
And Hellraiser.
Yes.
Kumpf.
Yeah, smattering.
Thanks for coming tonight, buddy. Now we're going to get into Candy.
The first one's your pick.
My pick because it is awful. It's an awful candy. It's overrated. I don't know why anyone eats the Bit O' Honey.
If anybody wants to get some grub, head on out.
That was a serious
posture. Wow. Can you fucking believe the nerve of that guy? Providing a service that we've all really enjoyed tonight, and he comes in here with that.
So what's Bit O' Honey made up of?
For the people
that don't know this horrible.
It's a fucking
trick
of coffee or of caramel or toffee. I don't even know what it is. It pulls out fillings. It's hard to chew. There's no enjoyment out of this hard block of candy.
It always feels stale. Always.
All the time. Overrated.
It's not even rated. I don't think it is rated. I think everyone universally hates it, as they should.
Matt, we're really in line so far tonight.
Yeah.
That mask, maybe.
Is that what it is?
They could have put a better divot in this nose to make it more penis-like. More like John Candy and Nothing But Trouble.
I am sweating my balls off in this thing.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. So, Bit O' Honey?
Boo. Hate it.
Cross the board.
Does anybody like that?
Bit O' Honey fans.
Two Bit O' Honey fans. All right, next gross one. Mallow Cup. Chocolate and marshmallow.
Ooh.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Oh, now I'm sweating because of how good the Mallow Cup is.
Overrated.
It's fucking chocolate, marshmallows, and coconut. How is that not a great combination?
It isn't. It's a bad one.
Is this a black thing?
No, I like coconut.
Is this like
marshmallows? No. Mayonnaise is definitely, that's a black thing.
Bit O' Honey?
Mayonnaise is disgusting.
What? Bit O' Honey? You mean
do you like mayonnaise?
Yes, I like mayonnaise.
We're going to have to take your card. Going to have to take your card.
No. Fuck Miracle Whip.
No. Fuck all of them. They're all disgusting. How can you support that?
For the record, they don't even call Miracle Whip mayonnaise.
Wait, whoa. Hold on.
What do they call it?
Miracle Whip. They don't call Miracle Whip mayonnaise.
For the record, he called it Miracle Whip.
Miracle.
They call it salad dressing because they can't call it mayonnaise.
Time out. In the movie Teen Wolf, what creature does Michael J. Fox turn into? What is it again?
Werewolf.
Say that.
Werewolf. I've had some problems in the past calling it a werewolf. Sometimes I call it a stereo.
Instead of a stereo.
That's a fucking E.
So
it's an A in stereo.
The werewolf turned up the stereo.
It's two E's in a
Where
werewolf.
Are you from? What E's accent is that?
E's.
Werewolf with Miracle Whip? What the living fuck?
You listen to the stereo.
Miracle Whip was just a weird Pittsburghese slip up. But as I told you guys, Corey Haim says stereo in The Lost Boys.
Corey Haim doesn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Anymore.
That's when he was sober and not a drug addict. So I think I've got some stereo ground to stand on. Stereo ground? Stereo? I don't even
know.
This
it's
is
stereo.
What this is what these guys
Who
do.
Who else calls it stereo? Let's get into the last overrated, underrated candy.
Starburst.
Well, I haven't weighed in on Mallow Cups yet.
Matt, weigh in on Mallow Cup.
They're fine.
Properly rated.
Thank you.
Properly rated. I think they're probably underrated because some of their parts are greater
than... Would you buy a Mallow Cup? Would you go to the store and pay money for a Mallow Cup?
No.
If I was Scrooge McDuck, I would change all my coins in my bank pool to Mallow Cups.
Go swim and drown in that coconut and marshmallow then. Starburst.
Starbursts are great. They're great for at the movie theater. They're a good alternative to popcorn or snowcaps. But they're not a Halloween candy, I would say.
In the alt
I don't think
they're
a Halloween candy either.
Section, we have snowcaps, goobers, also
snowcaps.
Goobers are a good substitute, too.
Aren't those nuts?
Yeah.
No.
So
what?
Wait. So you're drawing
your line at nut?
Because I know you're going to say Raisinets are movie theater candy.
Yes.
But you're going to draw the line at chocolate-covered nuts, but chocolate-covered raisins are okay?
Yes.
Where's that guy that was going to kill him? What a weird line.
What do you mean? Wait, does anybody
bizarre.
Like goobers?
Yes. Kumpf?
There's chocolate covered nuts everywhere. It's all the time.
But Raisinets. Who likes Raisinets?
Yeah.
Raisinette Nation out there.
Nature's motherfucking candy with chocolate all over it. Can we escort him out, please?
So, Paul, you have. I like Starburst. It's a lot of work to open the Starburst, but still a solid candy.
It's a lot of work to open it, it's a lot of work to chew it. People are so fucking picky about their Starburst. Color pink's the best. Yellow's terrible. Fuck all of those Starburst candies. They're hard to get open and they're hard to chew. Granted, I don't like chewy candies. So Starburst and Bitto Honeys.
What's your favorite candy to get in your Halloween? What do you use? A sheet?
An orange plastic pumpkin.
Okay.
Like a gentleman. Like your brother, Gentleman Ghost.
Yes. What's your favorite to get in there?
Mallow Cups.
That's your number one?
Mallow Cups. Absolutely. It's Mallow Cups. You can get any other candy all the time. Everyone's giving you Three Musketeers and Snickers and Milky Ways and Hershey Bars and maybe Starburst. But only the proper houses give you a Mallow Cup because they've got the balls, they've got the self-awareness and the pride to be like, this candy deserves to be given out, and you're going to like this motherfucking candy.
All right, so now we're going to move into some more controversy. Are these Halloween songs? So we got a couple songs that are questionable here. Questionable Halloween songs, so... Oh, no. I was disconnected from... All right, am I connected now, Matt?
No. Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty spooky, right?
Stop dancing. Raise of hands. Who knows this song?
Everybody.
Everybody? Almost. Well, everyone paying attention.
Do you not know this song?
Yeah, of course I know this song.
Do you know this song?
No.
Matt. So.
Are we surprised?
We're not surprised at all. So this feels like, you know, somebody's watching me, creeping around. Seems like a Halloween song to me. You could play it at a Halloween party. Show of hands. Is this a Halloween song? It's a Halloween song.
No, look at that smattering of hands. This is not.
Who says it's not a Halloween song? Not a Halloween song?
You cowards that kept your hands down, put them up if this is not a Halloween song.
It's very, very haunted. What? The whole, like, the synthesizer at the beginning? Come on, man.
I get its spookiness, but it doesn't evoke feelings of Halloween. It evokes feelings of, what were they thinking when they recorded this?
This is a great song. What are you talking about? All right. So we're going to move on to the next controversial song. This is Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm Your Boogeyman. It's right there in the title. I'm Your Boogeyman? That's pretty scary, dude. I don't know. No?
This is fucking lovemaking. There's nothing scary about this. Unless you're afraid of my penis in you. This is fucking the shit. Scary. Your boogeyman.
Raise it. Show of hands. Halloween song or not a Halloween song. Okay.
No, I'm your butt's boogeyman. That's what this should be called.
All right. Don't Fear the Reaper? The Reaper? It's in the title? It's kind of haunted,
yes,
right?
This qualifies.
Forget the SNL skit. That didn't happen. That makes it... Raise the hands. Halloween song? No Halloween song.
No, this is not... This is well, not a Halloween song.
It's about the Reaper.
It doesn't matter. The fucking boogeyman was about the boogeyman, but it wasn't that kind of boogeyman.
I maintain that. Oh, it was having sex with you, boogeyman.
This is just straight up.
Well,
plastic
so then
rock.
What is this about then?
It's about getting old and watching pictures of Halloween's past, knowing that you're never gonna have that unbridled joy again, and maybe you wish someone else would have threatened to kill you tonight.
And finally, this is my favorite one because this inspired this entire... And this is going to chop the legs out of all of your arguments.
Get out of here.
No.
Make your case, asshole.
Halloween song for days because...
It's about a beach party. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about... what the song's about. I'm talking about the sound of it, the synthesizer, the harpsichord.
The synthesizer, like,
this
somebody's
is
somebody's watching me?
This is two notes away from being the Munsters theme. And the Munsters theme is absolutely a Halloween song. And everyone was, everywhere I went, people were playing this in the last 2 weeks. In the Spirit Halloween store, playing this. In Party City, who's in full Halloween mode. Rock Lobster.
It's a good thing that we have a set of judges here tonight.
I mean, I get his argument. It's a good argument. I can hear it. But I still think it's Halloween.
He said, great argument for me.
It's about being on the beach. Halloween song? No Halloween song? Not a Halloween song, dude. It
doesn't qualify.
Sorry.
Well, you know what I said earlier about the McSauce audience? Hearing what they want to hear.
Well, thank you very much for being the judge here. You settled a bunch of arguments here on these songs, so I really appreciate you guys doing that. And
we have one more argument to settle.
Right.
And that argument is, I guess a month ago, there was a push to move Halloween from October 31st to the last Saturday of October, so that it was easy for everyone, so no one had to fuck with their lives and go trick or treating and do something positive and fun for the community.
What's
now
wrong
we want to make
be,
it easy,
having an easy,
easy
holiday
for everybody.
So tell me, what did you do this past Saturday, which is the last Saturday in October? What did you do?
Matt, he's clearly directing that at you.
I was at work, and
you're
then.
Up.
And then I worked on drawing a print that I forgot to put out here tonight.
But yeah, you know what he's going to do?
Nice.
You know what he's going to do tomorrow
night? So
you're
working
night.
On disappointing the fans.
What?
No, he's not. He's going to be at work again. But if it was on the last Saturday, officially on the last Saturday of the month, like, I don't know, like, you've celebrated for your entire life, like I have. What did you, guys go Halloweening, trick-or-treating, anything? No? I don't know. Is it because we're too old? Is that
show of hands, who celebrated Halloween last Thanksgiving?
Last Thanksgiving? trick question. Can we move Halloween and mash it up with Thanksgiving?
I think the bigger problem with moving Halloween, and it doesn't really have to do with a problem moving it, but it's that Halloween is the last gasp. Halloween is the Helm's Deep of keeping Christmas at bay. Like, Halloween needs to hold that fucking line. And I think if it has traditional roots connected to, you know, all the old school, old country Samhain bullshit on the 31st, you can't change Devil's Night. Devil's Night can't be Friday.
Who Friday's gives a shit?
Party night, and the devil probably likes the party, so I'm undercutting myself.
Right, so we've settled it. It's going to be officially now.
Do you want to move it? Saturday, do you keep it?
No, it's going to be the 31st of October. Moving it
well,
is...
Well, two to one, you lose.
Oh.
Would you move Thanksgiving?
Yeah, sure.
Would you move Christmas?
Absolutely, make it convenient for everybody. Move all these holidays. I would move 4th of July. And it could still be called 4th of July, but it's got to be on a Saturday.
All right, so we've undercut our own arguments. Yeah,
that's what we do. All right, so we're gonna have we're gonna play a little trivia here. I'm gonna project the questions on the screen up there. When you think you know the answer, raise your hand. Matt, we're gonna start you off here.
This doesn't do my facial recognition when I'm wearing this mask.
Oh, I guess you need to participate in the podcast.
You know, take your time, Matt.
And stop texting your buddies.
Take your time.
I was pulling the answers up.
Buddy, we're analog.
You ready, Matt? Matt,
you ready?
I'll put this away. Yeah.
Read it.
What decade did trick-or-treating start in the United States? Is it A, 1900, B, 1920, C, 1940, or D, 1890?
Right down front.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect, sorry. You have to leave now.
What? That is correct. 1920.
All right. Right down there. Kampf, you're going to win a prize. Remember that you're going to win a prize. You ready, Paul? Or are you going to hand out prizes?
I'm going to do both. You're next.
Transylvania is located in which country? Is it A, Romania?
Down front again.
That is correct.
Matt, give that man a prize.
Good job. Right there.
All right, next.
I'll flip it out.
How many bones are in an adult human body? 355?
In the back? You think you know? 206 is correct to the bone girl in the back. Wow.
Not disturbing in the least.
Matt, you ready to read this one?
It's a Nightmare on Elm Street takes place where?
You have to. Yes. True, but that's not the answer we're looking for.
I wish we could kick
people
out for
being. And you didn't raise your hand.
What? Okay. What
is it? A.
Is it A, Spring Valley, California? B, Haddonfield, Illinois? C, Woodsboro, California? Or D, Springwood, Ohio?
D. That is correct. Good job, Kampf.
Can he get two prizes?
I think so. Which movie contained the quote, "Movies don't make psychos, movies make psychos more creative"? Tiffany, you... That is correct. Good job. Paul, do you want to...
All right. We'll give her her shit. What right. percentage of blood can you lose before you die?
Do you want me to start going?
Is it 25 to 35? 40 to 50? 75 to 80? Or 60 to 70? False. Crystal, what?
You put
I know,
the...
I know.
You fucked it up.
I messed it up. My bad.
She first said 55, and I was not going to let that 5% slide.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
This is goddamn serious, people.
Everybody close your eyes. What is the name of the company that produced children's Halloween costumes with plastic masks and vinyl smocks? Is it A, Lisa Frank, B, California Costumes, C, Ben Cooper Inc., or D, Happy Halloween LLC? Happy Halloween. Well, hands, people.
Raise your hand. Dom, you look like you were raising your hand.
Were you
It was a wrong answer.
Oh, see, there
you go. We don't accept non-hand raising answers.
That's incorrect. TT? That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
How does nobody know this?
You're correct. Teresa.
It is me again.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's you.
Yeah. All right. In Monster Squad, what does the werewolf say to the police officer when he calls from the phone booth?
It's Teresa.
He's
going
to kill your son!
That is correct. And with the correct inflection as well. All right, and Paul, this is the final question for the trivia round. Paul, you ready?
I'm ready. How long does it take an adult male to die from strangulation? Oh, Tiffany, I wasn't even done reading yet.
Yeah, do you what?
No, don't put them up there.
4 minutes.
No.
Do you want me to?
Is it 10 minutes? Is it 3 minutes? Is it 5 to 8 minutes? Or is it 15 minutes? It is C.
All you strangulation fans out there, good job. All right. So what we're going to do here, we're going to wrap up with some Q&A. If anybody has any question, anything, a burning question that you always wanted to ask us, you can come up to the mic if you'd like and ask us.
Questions, topics.
Whatever you want to do.
Anything you want to do.
Yeah. If nothing, then...
And nothing's... Yeah. Chris, let's go. Nothing's off the board.
Chris would like to know what you do every Monday.
I work from home every Monday and Thursday. That's all?
That was the question?
Oh, here we go. All right. Is that
Michael? Yeah, click the mic on. It's on? You can, I mean, just bring it, just tiptoe.
Get on Cump's shoulders.
Excuse me, when is Ben Williams going to be on the podcast?
Boo!
I brought two guests to this podcast. Two. One for me.
What
one
would
for
you like,
Charlotte,
Ben, to... What would you like the episode topic to
wait,
be?
Some background first. This has been an ongoing online push to have an old friend of ours, my old roommate, Ben Williams, be on the podcast for... This has been going on for months now. And, like, none of us are in regular contact with Benny, but we love Benny to death. And like, I wouldn't mind having Ben on the podcast, but we haven't done it. Well, Autumn, her father Josh, and Crystal down here, and a smattering of other people have been trolling us nonstop about Ben Williams. I don't even want to post anything because there's going to be, when are we getting Ben Williams on the podcast? But the ultimatum was, if the three of them come here and bring someone else, Ben Williams will appear on the podcast. And that goal was met tonight.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I will be texting Benny and we will have Ben on the podcast. But what do you want Ben to talk about?
Anything.
Oh, that's broad.
I just wanted Josh to make what was it, $200 donation?
Yeah.
To the nonprofit of my choice?
Yeah.
Which nonprofit is that?
We're going to do MS Society.
Okay. Well, we will get him to donate. We will kick in as well, and we'll get Ben on there to talk about anything.
Thank you.
So, did you guys just admit that your buttons can be pushed?
Absolutely. Sure.
This
you guys showed up.
Great for us.
Yeah, you did something for us. We're going to do something for you. Larry, you have a question? All right.
Larry.
A comment. This isn't Q&C.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Larry. Everyone say hi to Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Thank you for the t-shirt. It has my name on it because it's a fat guy size. Are you guys aware that this is, in fact, the 305th episode of the McSauce podcast?
Yeah, we can't
count. Or 308 if you count the four-part Last Jedi episode four times.
It was one episode that we sat there in one recording session.
Yes.
And sometimes we've had specials. We had a pod.
Because last week, you released two episodes.
One was just like a special preview.
If you combine them both together, it makes one length of an episode.
Minisodes. But official numbered episodes. 300 right here, and you guys were all a part of it.
305.
305. But I love your passion.
I love that we get trolled by our own fans.
McSauce Nation does nothing well if not call us out on our bullshit. Yeah. Cameron, I know you've got something to tell us.
Thanks, Larry.
And everyone, just appreciate these fucking glasses.
So I have a question that I had it in the Dealey Cheely Wheelie a year or two ago and didn't make. I think it like I entered it too late.
Well, you realize we get thousands of submissions whenever the Dealey Wheelie Cheely. So sometimes everybody's question can be on.
We only got so many hours.
I appreciate
in the day.
You waiting in this long line to come up and ask your question tonight in person.
So my question is. If you had unlimited budget and you could like pick any director, do whatever you wanted to make a horror movie, what would it be? Would it be realistic? Would it be like supernatural? Like, what would your plot be? And like, what scares you the most?
What scares me the most is your fly is like wide
well,
open,
his pants
Cameron. What's going on with that?
Those pants just can't contain.
These pants cost like $4. And I'm a larger gentleman.
Thank you.
Is that what your movie's going to be about? About Cameron's questionable fly?
Isn't that how that movie got started, The Fly?
I think that was the original
Jeff Goldblum?
Pitch, and then they turned it into someone turning into a fly. Oh, was that a cut on Cameron's dick? It's like
what?
Fly dick. Come on, Matt, come with me, man. Come with me.
I didn't get that.
Oh, I was the only one that was there.
So what would what scares you the most? That was the part. Thing that scares me the most is things creeping and crawling out of the shadows, maybe in my bedroom, maybe at the foot of my bed. I jump out of my bed all the time because I think I see stuff. So,
do you want to talk about some of the stuff that happens to you in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I see things. I see like old Indian shamans and like
it's fucking awesome.
And like I'm constantly jumping out of my bed trying to escape. So that's what scares me the most. If they can put that into a movie, they got my ticket.
So like night terrors.
Yes, night terrors
is going to be the plot of your movie.
Have you had any night terrors recently?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I jumped out of my bed.
Is this when, but you're not awake. It takes you a minute to awake. It's a sense of sleepwalking.
I'm usually awake by the time I'm looking for the door and saying, like, no, no! And my my wife and my dog are yelling at me to get back in bed. So.
Do you have an actor that would play you in Ian Sharpley, colon, Night Terrors?
Let's do Will Smith. We'll do Will Smith. We'll play me in Night Terrors.
Nice.
You?
Man, it would have to be Supernatural. I know I was hyping Hostel tonight. And Human Centipede, which are not Supernatural, but like The Grudge fucks me up. I saw that they're making a new Grudge with John Cho. And as much as I love John Cho, I don't want any part of that because the first one fucks me up. I've got a weird hair thing. I like it a lot. And when the dead girl's
this isn't
like...
what you like. This is what scares you.
This is the problem with it.
This isn't what this porno is the problem. You would make.
I like that, and they turn it into something really terrifying, like when her hair is coming down the steps before her, and then she's crawling. So it would have to be Japanese horror, because I watched the second season of The Terror, and a lot of that shit in The Terror is fucked up. It's all the creepy ghost imagery. Like I don't like it. I'd cast John Cho in it. The remake of The Grudge. It's 2019, baby.
I'm sorry.
Do you think you can't do it?
John Cho, starring in
Racist
Hair Terror. Matt?
The Grudge, Hair Terror.
Hair Terror. Matt, what would you...
costume change?
What would you do?
Home invasion stuff is legitimately scary to me.
It's going to happen tonight. It might be car invasion.
What's that?
Car invasion.
Does car invasion, it's a subcategory of home invasion. Car invasion. Bike invasion.
Don't you think that like the idea of like you get home and then there's like somebody just kind of standing in the corner in the shadows?
Yeah, standing,
is, like,
creeping.
Scary.
Maybe at the foot of your bed?
No,
I'm with you.
Like, just a person that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I'm the there.
The whole Richard Ramirez bit about like...
Ramirez.
He gets in your house. Can we
he turns on your stereo.
How I pronounce vowels. He comes in your house and he just like waits when you're not there until the middle of the night when you're sleeping. And then he's like, hey, surprise, here's my dick. and a knife. I don't want any part of that. It's super scary. Matt, but
that is terrifying.
Who would play you in Matt Cassell Home Invasion?
I don't know.
It's Charlie Day.
Charlie Day.
We can't tell right now, but Matt's a dead ringer for Charlie Day.
Charlie,
or is
Day.
Charlie Day a dead ringer for you? Good. It's late in the show. Take it off.
I'll
let
take it off
see
after the show.
Charlie Day.
Is this one's true?
Leah?
This question is inspired by your most recent trivia session, but how long would it take to strangle an adult female? Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it's gotta still be in the 5 to 8 minute window because like, that's a big window.
Approximately 140 pounds.
Musculature. What are we working with? Because I'm not strangling. What's her face? The MMA girl that went to regular
Ronda
wrestling.
Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. I'm not strangling Ronda Rousey in
I
5 to 8 minutes.
I wouldn't want to strangle her
either. That's gonna take like an hour. That's going to take 60 minutes.
You'll be dead.
Do you know the answer?
I would like to.
Good luck tonight in the back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Do we have any other questions? We kind of screwed this up, but there are prizes if you just ask a question. Dominic,
guy.
I thought you were going to ask a question. Oh, okay, good. Oh, great.
So anybody that asked a question, after the show, come on up. We'll give you a prize because you were so brave, and now you're brave. Would you like to ask a question, sir?
I would like to ask a question. What is any of your guys' favorite Halloween specials or movies?
Thank you for that question. Charlie Brown, the Great Pumpkin.
He loves it so great much pumpkin. He doesn't know the title.
I froze. I couldn't remember
Failure.
It. Great Pumpkin.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Absolutely.
Comma, Charlie
I love
Brown.
It. Near and dear to my heart. Favorite.
All right, what's your real one? Because you clearly have never seen that before.
Halloween specials. You go, and I'll keep
you. Go. Because I think yours is going to be mine.
Halloween special? I really like the Garfield's Halloween Adventure. I think that's really good.
Funny, we're all here for... This is my favorite, but I don't know what it's called. It's Garfield's Halloween Treat.
No, it's not. It's Garfield's Halloween Adventure.
Nah, I don't think that it is.
I'm telling you.
Don't bother. I know he's right. This is... It's been 300 episodes of arguing and being wrong about things. Garfield's Halloween Treat is fucking awesome. I don't know if they even play it anymore. I don't think it reached that upper echelon of holiday specials like the Charlie Brown stuff. Yeah, I think there's a new Monsters, Inc. one that everyone seems to have a boner for.
It doesn't have that staying power. My favorite Halloween movie is Halloween. Yes.
Appropriately right? named.
Yeah, yeah. Favorite Halloween movie or horror movie?
Horror movie.
Don't they all kind of count?
I don't know. Is that something he watches for Halloween? Favorite horror movie, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Shit. That was mine. I really like that one. It scares the shit out of me.
It is fucking terrifying.
You had a question, sir?
100% rewatchable because it doesn't rely on tricks and tropes to suck you in early and then let you down on multiple viewings.
I just wanted to point out to you guys, I was putting it together back there, if you combine all three of the movies that you would make, it would be Ian Sharpley: Grudge Invasion.
Yeah! Grudge Invasion!
That's all.
I don't...
Thank you.
I don't want to see it.
That's not a question.
That's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to everyone for coming out tonight. We really appreciate this. Thanks to Brute Gentlemen and New Dimension Comics and Arkham Gift Shop. Thanks to Brian and Dom for bringing me beers. Thanks to Justin for recording tonight. Uncle Tommy for hooking our audio up. And thanks to you beautiful people.